Avos Perkei Mishnah Chaf Aleph 5:21. So Mishnah have a 5:24. This is the famous Mishnah about the different stages of life. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say. Who is he? This Mishnah. So based on the gear, so we have it be Yehuda ben Tema from the previous Mishnah. Rashi learns it's Shmuel Hakatan. There's another girsa of the Barbanel who holds that it's Ben Hehe, and this Mishnah is placed later on to the end of the Masechta. But whatever it is, he said as follows: Ben Chamesh Shanim LaMikra, a five-year-old, he should be focused on Mikra. That means he begins learning the Tanakh, the written Torah. This, of course, is a directive towards the parents, the father, not the child. But the point is, that's the appropriate age. Meaning, before that, the child should not be in any kind of formal education. The base of this, well, they bring a remez, an allusion from a pasuk. The pasuk is in the context of the mitzvah of orla, forbidden fruits from a tree, and people in general are compared to trees in Chazal in many places. So the pasuk says, "Shalosh shanim yelachem orelim lo yeachel." The first 3 years of produce is blocked off to you; you may not eat it. So the first 3 years of a child's life, there's no fruit to be taken. You leave him be and let him grow. This, of course, is the basis of the widely prevalent minhag nowadays for the chalaka, the upshearing, the cutting the child's hair at 3 years old, when you sort of begin with mitzvahs and so on, you leave their payas and so on. Uvashana haravias, in the fourth year, yel kol pirio kodesh hilulim lashem. The fourth year's produce, that's revived produce, it will be kodesh hilulim lashem. It's set aside for the sake of praising Hashem. So here we understand this is the Kodesh means set aside, it designated something preparatory. And so we see here that this is going to be talking about not learning the Psukim yet, but at least learning the alphabet, the Aleph base. So 4 years old, the child learns as Kodesh, as preparation for Limud Torah. Then the Pasuk goes on to say, Uvashana Chamishis, in the fifth year, Tochlu es Pirio, you will eat its fruit. So that means from 5 years old, the child now begins to learn Torah in earnest with the Mikra. And then the Pasuk ends by saying, Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso, and on the produce grows for you, it progresses, it expands. This will be after 5 years old, you know, as the child goes on, more and more, he'll learn more and more and develop more and more, both in terms of Eichas and Kamas, both in terms of the quantity of his learning as well as the quality of what he's learning. Then, Ben Eser LeMishnah, at 10 years old, after 5 years of learning the Psukim and how to read them, learning the vowelization and the like, he moves on to Mishnah, that's Torah Shabbat Peh, the memorization of what we call today Mishnah. Okay? Now, that's not to say the child shouldn't be doing Chazar on his Psukim, but the point is now he's focused now in the next 5 years of his life, the first five on mastering Mishnah, Psukim, I should say, Mikra. Now these next five will be on mastering, memorizing the whole corpus of the Mishnah. Then you have Ben Shalosh Asher LeMitzvos. At 13 years old, the child becomes obligated in mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, we call it. The basis of this, according to Rosh, is halacha l'mosh mesinai. It's simply a tradition. But there is potentially a remez, some point to an allusion. The pasuk says, in the context of culpability, so we talk about bringing the korban chatas, it says, Ish o isha ki yasu mekol chatos adam lom ol ma'al b'ashem va'ashma ha'nefesh ahi. A man or a woman, ish or isha, when they do any of the sins that people do to be treacherous against Hashem, they... and the soul, their soul becomes, you know, guilty. In any case, the point is, it's an ish or an ishana. What constitutes an ish, a man? So we have a different source when it talks about the brothers, Shimon and Levi, going to fight for Dina, if you will, against Shechem. The pasuk says, Vayikhu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi, achei Dina, ish charbo. Each man took his sword. And the younger brother, Levi, was 13 at this time. See Rashi there? So the point is, you see, have an allusion that 13 is the cutoff for being an ish. That might be the basis as well. At all events, from 13 years old, of course, we have bar mitzvah, and the child's obligated to keep mitzvahs. Worth pointing out here that the bar mitzvah age is at a full 13 years after the child's past lived 13 complete years and began his 14th year. In contrast, there is a machlokas if the first two time frames, the 5-year-old and 10-year-old for Mikra and Mishnah respectively, are when the child has passed his 5th and 10th birthday or in his 5th year and in his 10th year. So let's just case of bar mitzvah, what happens is if a child is born on the first of Adar, so a year after he's born on the first of Adar, so that now he's beginning his second year. He's, so to speak, one full year and plus now one day old. And that's Chazal referred to as 13 years old in a day, the birthday, if you will. So that applies specifically to bar mitzvah, and it may or may not apply to the 5 and 10 before. There's some flexibility. The Rambam, he says that each child, the fi burio, each child according to his capability, so some flexibility in those first two stages. At all events, for a child to be bar mitzvah, by the way, I should point out that in addition to chronological age of 13 full years, he also has to reach physical maturity. That means the beginning of at least having two pubic hairs emerge. We have a chazaka that the child reaches that normally by that age. Same for girls at 12. And therefore, no need to check. We assume once a child reaches 13 years old, we treat him as an adult in every way. There are some really unusual circumstances. If you have a doraisa mitzvah you're talking about, like a chalitz or something, we may need to be ensure that the child is in fact a legal adult, meaning they've reached signs of puberty already. Next, you have Ben Chamesh Yisrael, the Talmud. At the age of 15, the child goes to Talmud. Now, just don't misunderstand. There was no book called the Babylonian Talmud lurking about at the time the Mishnah was written. The Mishnah predates what we call the Talmud by the better part of 300 years. So, but the act, the verb of Talmud, study, meaning the extrapolation of principles from the Mishnah and the implications and the understanding the origins of the halachas and applying them. So all that stuff is the act of Talmud. And the point is, after 5 years of memorizing Mishnah, from age 10 to age 15, now the child is ready to be mefalpel, to sort of, you know, to consider and think about, not just having sort of memorized by rote and knowing the basic points of the Mishnah's content, but now to understand the implications, what it means, and so on. So that's the act of Talmud, and that begins when a child is 15, and then we get another 5 years for that activity. At Ben Shmona Esrei Lachopa, at 18 years old, it's time for the child to get married. This is for a boy. Girls are even getting married much younger than that, bar mitzvah age. This is based on the biological reality that a person is 18 years old, he's ready to get married. Chazal, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, brings the halacha already. A person should get married no later than 20. There is a dispensation for pushing off of your full-time learning. But in general, the point is that a person who passed that age, the Gemara says, at 20 and still not married, so already he'll live his life in sin. The Gemara says, living him in sin? Really? Everyone's going to live in sin? It says, okay, at least he'll be thinking about sin. Hira Avera. So there's a basic psychological, biological reality. People have to get married young. And okay, that's how it's supposed to work in the Torah time, in the Torah framework. And I should say the Torah framework. And maybe the Shulchan Aruch is a couple of years, 22, 23, whatever it is. Our lives are longer now. But really, the proper Torah Shkaf is a child should get married young and then supported by the parent. That's the only way. The Gemara famous says Rav Chista said he was only so great because he got married when he was 16 years old and had been even better if he was younger. So it's you know, this is the bottom line. It's appropriate for people to get married young. And that's that. There's a Rambam, however, does say that a person who gets married before he's able to support a wife is foolish. Okay, so we're not posing what to do with your life based on this line of the Mishnah. But the basic framework is that, in general, people should be looking to get married in their late teens already, at the age of 18. Okay. Then you have Ben Esrim Lirdof. At 20 years old, it's time to chase. Now, who or what's chasing whom? What's going on over here? So it's not clear. The Bartner brings two pshatim. One pshat is, you've been married now for 2 years, time to chase after a parnasa. And indeed, the same way a person's mind is ready to start reading and learning psukim at 4 and 5, and then at memorization of Mishnah is at 10, and Talmud at 15, and getting married at 18, these are all the darche darche noam. This, the plan here is based on what's normal in terms of psychological and physical development. So a person who's 20 years old is just naturally inclined now to want to go out in the world and make his way and make his living and make his mark and chase after those things. That's lirdof. And of course, if he's married at 18, by the time he's 20 now, he's got little kids to support, etc., very possibly. So the idea is it's time now come to go out and earn a living. That's one approach. The Bar Turing is the second approach, which is that at 20 years old, a person is culpable at the hands of heaven, meaning that at 13 years old, already a person is bar mitzvah, and he's supposed to be keeping mitzvahs in full, and indeed the Bez Din down here would hold him responsible if he, under whatever circumstances. But Shamayim understands it takes some time for people to get up to scratch and mature, and therefore the heaven doesn't hold a person responsible until the age of 20. So that's Lirdof here, I mean, at 20 years old. So already they're chasing after him if he has wrongdoings from heaven. Other Peshatim, interesting, The Me'iri says that the pshat is if you haven't found a wife by 20, you got to chase after her to find your wife. Maganavo says if you now you've been learning, you know, for 15 years, it's time to focus now that after 5 years of Talmud, focus now on Chazara more, and therefore you're chasing after what you learned to make sure you don't forget it. It's a different pshat on what it means to be rodef, to be chasing. At Ben Shloshim Lakoach, at 30 years old, a person reaches his full strength. This is still biologically true today. A person reaches peak strength at around 30 years old. And in the time of the Chumash already and on, the Levium were charged from the age of 30 years old to be in charge of the physical maintenance, upkeep, building, and so on, and taking down of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. That starts at 30 years old. So a person reaches his full physical strength at 30, and of course should deploy that strength in service of Hashem, whatever way is appropriate. Ben Arba'im Labina, a person at the age of 40, reaches sort of his peak ability to have Havana, understanding, to Maven Dover Metokhodover, to understand things, the implications. That's time now to be, you know, there are halachic things that reflect this. There is already the Vada Arba Aratzos, the coalition of the four communities, talked about like at 40 years old, a person can start learning other things besides just Torah, the Kabbalah stuff, maybe the science stuff, depending on the different approaches. But 40 is a different stage in terms of understanding and having sort of a seasoned mind. Also, it takes 40 years really to understand certain things. There's a pasuk that says, at the end of Devarim, it says, V'lo nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas ve'naim liros v'aznaim lishma ad hayom hazeh. Hashem has only given you the mind to understand and the eyes to see and the ears to hear today. Today means 40 years after, you know, Har Sinai, essentially, so it's a 40-year process. And from there, Chazal understand that a person takes 40 years to understand the depth of what his own Rebbe was teaching him, like Klai Yisrael from Hashem, and so on. So there's a 40-year process, okay? So at 40, you're out at peak intellectual capabilities, even if your physical abilities are beginning to wane. Ben Chamishim La'etza, at 50 years old, already your physical strength has waned significantly enough that that's only your tafkid. Seen from Levium. Levium spent 20 years from 30 to 50 in the physical maintenance, upkeep, assembly, and disassembling of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. At 50 years old, they stop. But when the pasuk says they stop, what does the pasuk say? It says, "Umi ben chamishim shana," from 50 years old, "yashuv mitzvah ha'avoda v'lo yavod od." They decease from the team of people who are maintaining the Mishkan. But "vishares es echav ba'ohel moed lishmor mishmeres," but they will still continue to serve their brethren from the temple precinct, we'll call it, the Mishkan precinct. So what service are they providing? They're providing Eitza, guidance, counsel, education. Because at 50 years old, not only have you understood much, but also you've had life experience. Those two things together make it appropriate that you can give good advice. These people are giving counsel, direction, instruction, guidance to those who need, and that's what a person at 50 years old now can do. He's ready to give Eitza. Ben Shishim Lezikna. At 60 years old, a person has now reached old age. Okay, even if it may be true that, you know, 60 is the new 40, as they say, and a person nowadays, Baruch Hashem, can be expected to live a little longer in the time of the Psukim, it says a person's life expectancy should be 70 years old, like David HaMelech, and anything more than that is sort of like extra, you know, extra innings, extra credit. And nowadays, that I'm not saying it's not true, but nowadays, just FYI, in Eretz Yisrael, the average person lives to about 82 years old. I'm talking as of April 2024, the last date I saw on this was from a year or so ago. So that men live to 81, women 83, basically. So that's an extended life expectancy. But anyways, that's thanks to the grace of God and modern medicine. In America, I should point out, it's much, much shorter. As of April 24, the data said that the average man in America lives to 74 years old, so significantly shorter than in Israel, for whatever reasons. In any case, the point is, be it as it may, at 6 years old, a person needs to realize that he may be approaching the end of his life and to get his affairs in order. So if you have to, you know, if there's any specific life goals, you want to finish Shas before you die, now you got to get a move on. If you have, you know, family members you need to reconcile with, you got to now make amends. If you haven't put out an ethical will and explained to your kids what you want, now's the time to put it in place. If you haven't got a, excuse me, if you haven't got a last will and testament, so you have to put that in place. If you haven't arranged for your burial plot, put that in place. At 6 years old, it's time to sort of be ready for when the time comes. Now, Ben Shivim Leseva. At 7 years old, you reached Seva. Seva is like, you know, a good old age. The idea is that, first of all, the pasuk says mipnei seva takum, that there's an obligation to actually stand up out of deference, kavod, for a person who's reached this milestone of 70. So it's a lucky point here. Now, 7 years old is the age that David HaMelech lived, and it says v'yamas b'seva tova. He lived till 70, and then he died at seva tova, at a good ripe old age. So that's what you can expect. 70, that's a good full life. Okay? Please God, everyone should get there. Ben shmonim legvura, but not everyone dies at 70, of course. Baruch Hashem, people live past. And at 80 years old, a person's reached gvura. Now, what does gvura mean? Two basic approaches. Either A, that gvuras Hashem, meaning that a person, you know, essentially the warranty runs out at 80 of the body. And those who made it to 80 should be well. But they, of course, you've seen it, you know exactly what I mean. But notwithstanding that, so some learned that the point is that the gvura is gvuras Hashem. Hashem is keeping them going, giving them extra strength, because they couldn't do it on their own, because the body's, you know, quite weak at 80. The other approach, a little more positive, giving a little more credit, says the person who's reached 80 must himself be a gibor. He must have gvura, must have tremendous inner strength to be able to be going and in decent shape at the age of 80 years old. Ben tishim lashuach, at 90 years old, it's time to be like sort of bent over. Actually, the bartender brings two pshatim. Either lashuach means to walk over like bent and stooped. Or in the second pshat is like a shucha muka. Mishle talks about the pit in the ground where a person's buried. So that means they're ready for the grave at 90. And ben mea ki ilu meis va'avar uvatel min ha'olam, at the age of 100, a person is ki ilu meis, as if they're dead, va'avar, and like the world's passed them by, uvatel min ha'olam, and they're sort of, you know, they're no longer relevant in the world at the age of 100. So at that point, a person has had their full life. And much more than that, in fact, and not much can be expected of them.